Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with my sweet, sweet Kelsey.
Hi.
How are you, Kelsey?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. We're both exhausted because we had very exciting, lively weekends.
We did.
Do you want to explain where you just were?
I was just in Austin, Texas for ACL, the music festival.
Slay.
Big slay. Mm-hmm. Got back. I'm not feeling too slay at the moment.
Yeah, feeling a little nay.
Yeah.
Oh my God. At the moment.
True. But it was worth it. Mm-hmm. It was so fun. I'm just like old, you know?
So. But it's so fun. And it, those things are tiring. A festival, is it 3 or 4 days?
It's 3.
Okay.
4 is wild.
Like Lollapalooza.
I know. And I did that when I was probably, I think I was like 23.
Mm-hmm. I did that last year.
Yeah. It's
hard.
Very hard. Mm-hmm. Like the Thursday, like that's not.
The Thursday's whack.
It's insane. Mm-hmm. No. But I mean, maybe I'll go again one day. Who knows? I always complain about a music festival, but then once I like go, I'm like, this is the best weekend of my life.
So yeah. Exactly. When you're twirling in the
middle. Yeah, when
in
I'm
the
twirling around.
You frolicking. Can't.
Furling.
Furling.
Accidentally made that one up, but it honestly works for what I did all weekend.
I love it. What's been your favorite like concert you've ever gone to? Or person you've ever seen live?
Probably Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you're a Swiftie, aren't you?
Yeah. She just announced that she's having a tour.
Wait,
when? Like on my drive here, I almost swerved into the carpool lane.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I know.
That's breaking news.
This is breaking news.
Thank God. Where? Who? What? Where? When?
It's
why?
It's a Midnight's World Tour.
Get out.
Okay. What if it's fake? No, I think it's not. But she doesn't give the dates yet. She just gave like the locations.
Is LA one of them? Okay, thank God. I've never seen Taylor Swift live.
Oh my God. Wow.
I know.
It's so good.
But I've always wanted to.
It's so good. It's a spiritual experience.
That's what Alicia and Ashley, they always tell me. They're like, it is the best performance and show I've ever seen in my entire life.
It is like her stage presence is actually unreal.
Wow. Okay, well, can't wait to go together.
Oh my God, no, please, please.
I love her.
She's the best.
Yeah.
But yes, that's probably the best concert I've been to. I also have been to 5 Bruce Springsteen concerts.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot.
Also one of the best performers.
Okay, are you a big like, ever. Bruce guy?
I mean, my mom is a big Bruce girl.
Oh my God. Are you a big Bruce guy?
I'm a big Bruce guy, but my mom is a big Bruce girl, and so that was, like, the first concert my brother and I ever went to, and then we just kind of kept
going.
It's
like a family thing.
Yeah, and actually, for my birthday this year, Cody got me and my whole family tickets to go see Bruce in New York. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's adorable. When's that?
In April.
How fun.
So we have some time. Yeah.
To plan.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay, so I want to talk a little bit about your family. You're from LA, right?
I'm from LA, yeah.
Where in LA? That's so insane to me.
I'm from the Valley, so like West Hills, like the West Valley.
Uh-huh.
I say like by Calabasas because I feel like people know what Calabasas is.
It's giving Kardashian.
Now. It is. But like my life wasn't giving Kardashian.
Your childhood was giving Kardashian. Let's be honest,
huge
Kelsey, yeah.
Kardashian vibes. No, not at all. But like, it's right outside of Calabasas.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, if you're looking on a map, that's close to where it was.
And are your parents? Were they born and raised here as well, or did they move here?
No, my mom moved here when she was 10.
Oh wow.
She was born in Brooklyn. She lived in Maryland, and then she moved here.
Wow.
And my dad moved here, I think, when he was like early 30s. From upstate New York.
For work or what?
Yeah, well, I think he started working. He's an agent.
Mm-hmm.
And he moved out here and then started working. Like, his brother lived out here and he, like, just wanted a change of pace.
Wow.
And so he just moved out here and then found a job. And now he has his own agency.
And how? No way.
Yeah.
How did him and your mom meet?
Through his brother.
Whoa.
She was, like, working where my uncle was working, and they went to my uncle's birthday party, and they hit it off.
I always love hearing how, like, parents met, because it's always, like, a crazy story. And
yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, so that could happen to me.
I mean, anything's possible.
Yeah.
And, like, she wanted nothing to do with him at first. And he, like, had a girlfriend. They
Classic.
Were just friends.
Yeah.
And then it worked out.
Wow. Well, shout out your dad's brother.
Uncle Paul.
Shout out Uncle Paul.
On Broadway.
He's a huge fan of the show.
He's on Broadway. Yeah, he's probably
Wait,
listening.
What?
Yeah.
He's on Broadway?
Yeah.
No way.
Isn't that the best thing you've ever heard?
Shout out Uncle Paul. What show?
He is like an understudy for Into the Woods.
Whoa.
I know.
This is such a fun fact about you.
It kind of is. Uncle Paul, thank you for making me cool.
Uncle Paul, this is amazing.
And you know what? Did you ever watch S Club 7? I don't know why I'm bragging
no.
about Uncle Paul right now.
No, what is that?
You don't know what S Club 7 is?
No.
Oh,
Am
no.
I supposed to know?
No, I'm just old.
What is that?
It was like a band.
No, I'll pretend I know. Just
okay.
say it again.
S Club. There ain't no party like an S Club party. You
oh
know
my
that
God.
Song?
Love that one.
You're literally lying to my face. Anyway, he was on that show. He was their like agent or manager. If anyone's watched that show, that's my uncle.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Uncle Paul. So you're literally famous because of Uncle Paul.
Basically. Yes. Thank you, Uncle Paul.
Okay. So you were born and raised in LA.
In LA.
Grew up here. You have
yeah.
a brother.
Yes.
I just found out when I was like listening to all your stuff, I thought he was younger than you. He's older than you?
He's older than me.
Whoa. Okay. What's it like having an older brother growing up? Was he very protective of
he
you?
He was pretty protective. It was fun. I mean, I don't know. It was pretty, like, we were always pretty close.
Mm-hmm. I'm really close with my brother.
Yeah, Philip.
Yes.
I met him at my birthday party.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, he loves you.
Oh my God. Thank God, because I was pretty drunk.
He was like, she's so nice.
Okay, good. Well, I love him.
Aw,
Do he lives out here now?
He just moved here.
Okay, that's so exciting.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited
Is
for
he
him.
Liking it?
I think so. I think it's like, oh, he's lucky because he knows so many people just yeah. through visiting yeah. me so much. But he's trying to meet more like guy
yeah.
people instead of like influencers.
He can hang out with Kevin.
Honestly, they should hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can vibe.
Yeah. Well, it was great having an older brother.
Okay.
He was protective in high school. Or like, no one wanted anything to do with me because I was like Kevin's younger sister.
Did you ever date any of his friends?
No.
No?
No, but I'm so pissed about that. Like, why didn't I ever do that?
You should have just had your little moment.
I should have totally had my moment.
I bet his friends thought you're hot.
They didn't.
No, they probably did. You just didn't know.
No. No, I do know. Like, my brother, bless his heart, in high school had to say, Kelsey, stop putting all of your books in your backpack and use your locker because you're walking around school. You look like a hunchback. He was like, you're walking with, like, stop. Your chest, like, to the ground. Like, I was walking like this.
He was looking like hunch.
Yeah,
you.
No, well, I was embarrassing him. Like, all of his friends were like, why is your sister walking around like that? And I was, like, scared someone was going to, like
you're
steal
like, I
my
need
books
my books. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm, like, focused on school.
Yeah.
But, so I wouldn't say I was, like, hot.
Okay.
I was, like, fine.
Maybe you were,
I was
like,
cute, but, like, I wasn't, I was, like, I, like, radiated virgin. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I was, like, just so virgin-y. And I was one. And so I was being true to myself.
Yes. But there's, like, nothing wrong with that.
No, but, like, there was no sex appeal coming off me. Like, okay. I was not hot.
Okay, but I feel like sometimes guys like that.
Maybe, but, like, that's weird. So, no, I wouldn't say I was, like, Kevin's hot younger sister, but I was, like,
but now
I was
you
cool.
are.
Kind of. I still think I'm missing the mark on the whole, like, sex appeal thing, but I'm working on it.
I am dead. Okay, so you were tight growing up, kind mm-hmm. of.
Yeah. I mean, like, we would fight when we were younger, but, like, we were always pretty close.
Would you guys ever wrestle?
No, but you know what he used to fucking do? Can I say bad word?
No, that's fine. Did he grab your hair?
No.
Pull your hair?
Actually, that was my move.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, you ever, like, yeah. this is what I would do. I would get in there, hold uh-huh. it, and squeeze. Not Ooh. Pull, but squeeze.
Ow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I had to defend myself somehow. He used to, when I was standing in, like, the living room, for example, mm-hmm. I would hear his footsteps, like, running towards me, and he would tackle me full force onto the ground, onto the couch, onto the bed, like, wherever I yeah. was, he would just come out of nowhere and tackle me with all of his...
Okay.
All of his
is
might.
He a big, like, football guy? Like,
he played football in high school.
Okay, so he was practicing, obviously.
He was practicing, yeah. obviously. which, like, I guess I'm happy that I could support his career in that way, his football career.
I'm so glad I could help Phil, you know, pursue that as well.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
being tackled.
But we wouldn't... It wasn't so, like, physical, but, like, if I would be asleep, for example,
okay.
he'd come in my room, turn my light on, and walk out of the room. Or, like, he would used to come up to my face this close to my face and go, are you asleep? Kelsey,
yeah.
are you asleep? Or, like, scream bloody murder. I'd mm-hmm. run in his room and he'd be like, can you turn off my light for me? I'm kind of tired. I'm going to go to bed. Just, like, stuff like that. Mind
yeah.
games.
He would, pick
Big
on you.
Big brother, stuff
okay.
like that. Yeah.
Yeah. My brother and I would always fight over the remote.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like maybe I just never fought. Like, I was okay. like, okay, we'll just watch that.
You're just like, just tackle me.
Yeah. 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 Fine. Come on.
Okay.
Yeah. But we wow. never, we got along for the most part. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you imagine not having a sibling, though, growing up? Like, I feel like I would be such a wuss.
I think so, too. Wait, is Philip younger than you or older?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he would still pick on me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, Kevin taught me, like, I can get along with, like, Cody's friends really well. Because, like, nothing offends me.
Yeah.
Nothing grosses me out.
Same.
Like, I'm just so used
You're
to
one
I think
of the
like,
boys. Yeah.
I'm such like a boys. What's
it's
it?
Just crazy.
Pick
You're
me.
Built like
I'm
an athlete.
Pick me girl.
Yeah.
yeah, I'm like one of the boys and like I'm so gross.
Yeah.
I'm, like,
you have no girlfriends.
Ugh, I don't like
weird.
Girls.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. That's a lie. I would be nowhere without my friends. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love this. And how did you Because I know you went to Cal State Northridge, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you were a preschool teacher.
Yes.
This is like one of the most fascinating, I feel like, influencer stories.
Really?
Yeah, because okay. most people like move here when they're 16.
Right.
And like didn't ever have a real job.
Right.
So I love your story.
Okay, thank you.
Why did you want to be a preschool teacher?
You know, I just always got along with kids. Mm-hmm. And I just remember one day, like, I was, like, my parents were always like, do something that you love. Like, if, like, work a job in something that you enjoy. Mm-hmm. And I was always like,
that's
like,
great advice.
Yeah, you know? No, I know. But I always, like, I liked dance and I liked performing and stuff, but I knew I wasn't going to be like on Broadway like Uncle Paul, unfortunately.
You literally
I don't have the pipes.
No, but also you have like the best connection
so
to Broadway.
True. They would never look at him again though because they'd be like, why did you just bring us this weirdo?
They're like, we can't swing this, Uncle Paul.
Right. Sorry, Uncle Paul, but it's not going to happen.
Okay.
So I was always like, I was thinking about it and I think one day I was in the grocery store or something and like there was like a mom and her kid and I was like kind of like waving at the kid and stuff. And I was like, wait, I love kids. Like I get along with every single kid. I used to love babysitting. I used to like, I just have always gotten along with kids. And I was like, why would I want to do anything else except teach? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I like the little ones. My mom's a teacher and she taught eighth grade.
Wow, and I was what like, a tough age.
I know. Now she teaches six, with that, okay. Which is still tough. Mm-hmm. Like any middle school.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. But so I was like, I just like the little ones. Mm-hmm. I like
the little teeny boppers.
Yeah.
Cute. So does that make you want to have a lot of kids?
Yeah.
How many kids do you want?
I would say like four.
That's a great number. That's a lot, though.
I'm going to say four, but I probably will have two.
That's,
but like if
that's
I,
me.
Okay.
I want to have four, but I know I'm going to say
right.
Two,
like yeah. After, I feel like you don't really know. Like, first of all, I would... Like, it's hard to get pregnant. Like, mm-hmm. You have to be, like, you know, like, I'd be happy if I could only have one. Mm-hmm. But then max four. But I know that it's tougher than it seems like it is. Mm-hmm. So I feel like two is probably going to be where I land.
Mm-hmm. Also, I think in my head, I'm like, oh, you just get pregnant. Like, I used to be like, oh, you just have a kid. And now I've, like, realized how much a toll, like, pregnancy is on, like, you mentally and physically.
Right. Right.
Men are so lucky.
So lucky.
Like, how do they not have to deal with that? It's crazy.
They should at least have to do, like, well, hopefully they're, like, helping and, like, taking care of you. And they're, like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Making sure you're okay. I don't know. But, like, they should have to have something to do.
It's crazy.
I know. For 9 months, they're just, like, chilling.
They're just literally, like, watching football. Yeah.
And you're growing another human.
Mm-hmm. Inside someone else.
Of you.
It's crazy. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Okay, so four kids ideally, two probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see. I don't know.
And then how did you get into, like, what's the story from preschool teacher to YouTuber, podcaster?
So I started teaching right when I graduated from college. And then I just wasn't making enough money.
Mm-hmm.
Be blunt, like I was making like $13.50 an hour.
You're kidding.
And I was living in LA, and like I was out of school. I had a job. My parents were not supporting me. Yeah, my parents like were like
$13.50 an hour.
Yeah, so I was, you know, trying to make ends meet. I was supporting myself. I was living on my own.
So, that's,
and
like,
I was like, I couldn't do anything
in LA. Yeah,
it was tough. So I just couldn't keep supporting myself that way.
That is ridiculous.
I know, because it's such an important job.
I don't understand it. I don't get it.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Okay, that's another story for another
podcast, it is awful. But so I had to stop because I was like not making enough money. I still wanted to work with kids, so I started nannying. And when I had my first interview at my nanny job, I had met Cody. So it was like I met Cody and I had just started nannying.
How'd you guys meet?
Through friends.
Okay.
Like, my friend that I was living with was kind of seeing one of his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started nannying. Cody was making YouTube videos. Mm-hmm.
Did you know who he was at all?
I had seen, like, some of his Vines.
Okay, or, like, heard of him, kind
yeah,
of?
Yeah, I had seen his Vines.
Yeah.
But, like, I had met him when Vine was over. Like, he wasn't, like, popping off on Vine. When I met him, he had, like, just started YouTube.
Got it.
Like, Vine was done.
So how old were you?
I was 23, about to turn 24.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So he was like making YouTube videos, and I was working this nanny job, and I just didn't like nannying. It was just not for me. And I realized he was his own boss. He was making pretty good money, better than $13.50 an hour. Like, so I mean, he was like traveling and being creative, and I was like, just seemed kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one day where he was like, do you want to be on a video with me? And I was like, sure, why not? Mm-hmm. And he was like, okay, just to let you know, though, like, some people can be mean in the comments.
That's
sweet. And I was like, that doesn't really bother me. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I don't think it's going to bother me.
Yeah.
But thank you for warning me.
Aww.
And then we filmed a video, and after he was like, you were really natural. Like, usually people are pretty awkward, like, in front of the camera.
No,
and I was
are.
Like, oh, I just thought it was fun. And then he was like, you should try it. And I was like, okay, if I'm going to be in your videos, I don't want to just be Cody Ko's girlfriend. Like, I don't want people to know me only in your videos. I want people to know who I am.
You want your own thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I'm going to just try and do it myself then. And make my own little path, and it worked. And then I quit my nanny job pretty quickly after that.
What a girl boss.
I guess
I love that you did that on your own, because I feel like, I don't know, it's harder than it seems.
It definitely was hard, and like, sure, obviously there's people who watch his videos and then watch my videos, but I just like I didn't want the only like example of my personality to be through something that he is putting out there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and then it was working. I was making my living off of making videos, and then I went back to the school that I taught at. My friend was the boss there, and she was like, "You can come work part time, work whenever you want." So I was just kind of doing both at the same time.
Why did you, because I assume you were making more money from YouTube at this time.
Yeah.
Why was that, just a passion thing?
Yeah, I just needed like some sense of normalcy.
Ugh, I get that.
Like there was like, you go to the school, no one knows. They're three. Like mm-hmm. they don't watch YouTube.
No one gives a shit about
no
who you
one
are.
Gives a shit yeah. about anything. They just want someone to like teach them.
That's
and
adorable.
It was just like I could go there and like just be normal. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm not normal, but like just only have to do a job and that's it. Mm-hmm. You know?
I think it's also so important to surround yourself with different types of people, because
totally.
When you're just around like people that are the exact same as you,
yeah.
like your problems sometimes, when I'm around like my hometown friends, I'm like, whatever I was thinking about was so stupid. Like,
totally.
It's, you need people around you that ground you or just like get you outside of your bubble.
Yeah.
And that's like so awesome that you kind of had.
Yeah.
That.
And that's actually why, like, I mean, like all of my closest friends are like friends from outside of.
I love that.
Influencing, for lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. But like, and that's what I loved about Cody. Like when I first met him was that like all of his best friends are just his friends from school.
That's the best.
You know? And I was like, he's out in Venice, like. Sure, he makes these videos, and I just loved that he, like all of his best, like, they're all still so close, and, like, it just could have gone awry somewhere, uh-huh. you know what I mean? But it's, like, he's still the same person that he was before mm-hmm. any of this, and, like, that was a big sign for me that, like, I could stay true to myself and be friends with who I want to be friends with, but still mm-hmm. make videos and stuff.
I know, I always say this, like, I think it's the biggest red flag when people don't have, like, hometown friends or people that, like, not necessarily, like, I know some people, like, it's hard to keep up with people, but
yeah.
at least someone outside of this world that you're
yes.
friends with. Like,
yes.
That's so important.
Yeah. And I think, like, a lot of times, like, L.A. gets kind of a bad rep in certain areas.
Totally.
And it's like, well, I think that some people come here and just, like, lose sight of everything. Mm-hmm. And it just is, everything's exciting. There's a party every single night. Everyone's just.
Events.
Yes. And it's just, like. And people are like, everyone's superficial. And it's like, but there's also people who just are doing normal things mm-hmm. here or like that don't want to be doing that every night. Mm-hmm. Like you can find people that aren't superficial. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it gets a bad rep, but like you just have to dig a little bit deeper mm-hmm. and like not just be in the scene every
oh,
single
100%.
Night. Yeah.
That's what I realized with like dating. It's so tough to date here sometimes
yeah.
because of that scene.
Yeah.
But I realized like, damn, I just need to get out of that.
Yeah.
Like I need to go to different bars, go to where like
totally.
The normal people
totally.
Are.
No, I
don't
know.
Go to the like, I don't know, because where am I going to meet like someone I want to date at like a beauty event? No.
Right. Right.
I'm probably going to meet them in a sports bar or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I know. I feel like, and a lot of times, wait, where do you live again?
Well,
are you downtown?
Downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And I feel like, I don't know. Do you go out downtown?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I'll like, there's actually a lot
that,
of normal.
What's that three-story place?
Clifton's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love Clifton's.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a lot of like finance bros.
Yeah.
Because it's like the financial district. And
right.
like it's very corporate-y. So there's a lot of normal people that live downtown.
Yes. That's how I feel about Venice.
Or
I mean,
yeah,
that's why
I
I'll tell people like,
Venice.
Why don't you come out like on the west side
Venice
and we can
like
just go
place.
To a small little bar and like hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a little bit more normal.
Totally.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. So are you still preschool teaching?
I currently am not.
Okay.
My boss that I was working for, she moved to Oregon.
Mm.
So I don't have like as much of a tie to the school, but they have my phone number and they know that if they ever need a sub or anything, they can call me.
Love that. What would you say are like the biggest differences having like kind of pursuing both of these career paths, like the YouTuber one and the preschool one? Like, what would you say are the biggest differences and just like kind of overall lessons you've learned from both of these experiences? Because they're quite literally the polar opposite.
That's pretty tough. I mean, they really are so opposite.
Are there any similarities?
I feel like the similarity that I've tried to, I don't know, something that's hopefully similar is that like I am obviously like a sense of comfort to a preschooler and someone that they can like look to.
Oh my gosh,
and
I know where you're going with this.
What I want to be in my YouTube videos
as
well.
Yeah, I love that.
Because I was really worried that like I wasn't going to feel fulfilled. Like I wasn't helping anyone if I was just making YouTube videos.
Yeah.
But then I realized that like I can help in such a completely different, probably more helpful way making videos because I'm reaching a broader audience. I'm reaching people who are like in that point of like their lives that they might need some like a big sister or like a, just an older person to look to. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is the way that I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's like a similarity
totally.
That I found. The difference is probably like just having to answer to more people as a teacher and as a YouTuber, I can kind of like be my own boss and make what I want to make and answer to myself.
So you mean like the authorities in the school or whatnot?
Okay. Yeah. But that also helps me a lot. Like I need to answer to more people because if I only have to answer to myself and like go to sleep.
It's hard being your own boss.
Yeah, no, it's like I'm so bad at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like luckily I have like my managers and stuff now that I have to answer to, but I'm still like, sorry, I was sleeping. Or like, sorry, wasn't answering. But
you can definitely push stuff to the side, kind of.
Yeah, yes. But I don't think I would prefer, I need to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be better at not doing that. I give myself a little bit too much grace sometimes. You know, sometimes it's just so easy.
Exactly. What about like the pay? I'm curious what you think about this. Like, I know that's been a huge thing right now. Like, being an influencer isn't a hard job versus it is. Like, people arguing about that on TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, do you think the amount influencers get paid is fair?
No. Okay. I mean, like, I think not that this is a tough. This is gonna be a tough answer. This is okay. I don't think that I don't do any work.
Yeah.
I do think that it's more work than what meets the eye.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's a great way to put it.
I also think that there are jobs like teaching that should be making the money, the kind of money that influencers are making.
Mm-hmm. I think specifically teachers or jobs like that, what they're getting paid is unfair.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yes.
Specifically, when I think of jobs like that, like the first thing that comes to my mind is teaching.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard because it's like you get good teachers because they're solely doing it because they love it.
Mm.
And that's what makes teachers good teachers
and
is
who
because
shape people, yeah.
Right, because they're obviously not doing it for the money. They're doing it because they love it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why teachers are so special. But they deserve so much more.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And it's hard. It's hard, like, getting paid as an influencer. I really hate that word so much. Getting paid as a YouTuber and seeing what I'm making as a YouTuber compared to what I was making as a teacher sometimes doesn't feel fair.
Mm-hmm.
Because the world needs teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And although influencers are, I mean, YouTubers are great.
Mm-hmm.
The world doesn't need YouTubers.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I.
And I don't think that we don't, like, I don't think I don't do any work. Mm-hmm. I don't think influencers don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's more than meets the eye. I just feel like there are more important jobs that should be getting the kind of compensation that some influencers get.
I agree. Or at least way more than what they're getting currently.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what's crazy.
For sure.
Have you ever thought about doing like a kid's channel where you like teach?
Yeah, but that to me is where it just doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. It's different. It's just like I'm not like a normal preschool teacher. Like I'm not like, hey, everyone. Like, that would feel so fake. And that's not how I taught.
Yeah.
But that's not going to translate on YouTube.
Yeah. Like, I feel like it sounds like you enjoy more the connection with the actual kids in real life versus just like being teaching.
Yes, yeah. Being like a...
being that character.
Yeah. Because it was never a character.
Yeah.
It wasn't a character when I was teaching. I just liked making a connection with the kid. Mm-hmm. So now I'm just making connections with other people, but I'm just still being myself.
Mm-hmm. And if you made that in a channel, like inevitably you have to brand yourself. You have to like...
Right. And I...
not play a character, but you know what I
but
mean?
But I'm like, not like... I'm not like that. Like I... mm-hmm. Say bad words.
Yeah.
Like I just, but I like could turn it off when I was teaching, but I'm not gonna like, I'm not gonna film myself in my kitchen. Like I'm not gonna vlog, but not be, then that's weird.
Yeah.
Like then I'm not, then it's not real.
It's not authentic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you like the most about your job, I guess, other than the free time, like with YouTube?
Yeah. I mean, I just like, I just like being... like, I hope a, like, normal person for people to watch on the internet that they realize, like, you can just be normal mm-hmm. in life and it's fine.
Well, you're definitely a fresh breath of air.
Thanks.
For sure. I feel like you're, specifically, I've been vibing with your podcast.
Really?
I love it. I know I told you this in real life, but, like, I'm being dead ass.
I
appreciate
that. It's
actually a really good
that.
New podcast. I was just telling my vlog, I was like, I don't know, something about Kelsey's podcast is hitting different for me. It's just like, it's creative, it's fun, it's something new. It's like, you can tell it's something you genuinely like to do and you prep for it. I feel like a lot of people just start one like because their manager told them to, which is fine.
Yeah.
But like, something about yours stands out to me. It's really good.
Thank you.
I love it. I love the games.
Thank you so much. I love games.
Yeah, me too. Do you... are you liking doing your podcast a little more now than vlogging, or do you like them equally?
I definitely like them equally. I was just talking about this on, I think it was my podcast. Yes.
One of them.
Somewhere I was talking about it, but I've had a hard time like doing both of them. Like,
it's hard.
I just like, I get just overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. That was one of the words I probably used to describe myself, but I get overwhelmed. And so like, I just have more people to answer to when it comes to making the podcast. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I have to send it to my producer. I have to, like, be good for, like, the company
team,
that's putting on my podcast. So, like, I've been focusing more on that. But, like, I just need to find a way to do both. I just need to make a schedule. Like, I need to do both because I enjoy them both so much. I think, like, making the vlogs is – honestly, like, it's just – it's going to be fun to watch one day. Just for myself.
Fun. Especially your kids.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I like, I don't want to stop. I think I just, it tends to take the back seat sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever be a mommy vlogger?
No. Well, okay. I've had to think about this because it's like, that's where my life is heading.
You're about to be a wife.
I'm about to be a fucking wife.
Hot. That ring on your finger, hot.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It does get me a little excited every time I look at it. But, like, my life is going to come to a point where, like, I'm going to have to figure that out.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I have no idea. I don't want to put – Mike, I don't want to be a mommy vlogger. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't love mommy vlog. Like, I've watched people – like, I've watched them. You know what
uh-huh.
I mean?
We've all watched them.
Yeah. No hate towards mommy vloggers. I just think like that's just one more added stress. And then there's another, and I just get stressed out easily. There's another human involved mm-hmm. that who I have to make the decisions for at the beginning because they don't know what's mm-hmm. happening. And I just have to like protect them mm-hmm. in every way that I can.
I think Casey Neistat does a great job.
I've never watched one of his videos. Sorry, Casey.
No.
Friend. He's a friend.
Casey's the best.
Casey, love you. I'm so sorry I've never watched one of your videos, but I love you.
No, it's so fine. You should watch his videos. They're great.
I should because I need some tips. They don't show their kids' faces, correct?
Yeah.
But they still vlog.
Yeah, and sometimes they'll be in it, but he just doesn't show their faces.
And I think that's probably the route I will take. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so cute because it shows him being a dad.
Yeah.
And obviously, it, like, shows, like, his dad's side, right, like when he's not working, because right, he is such like a techie businessy yes, guy, or yes, like his brand is. But it shows him being a dad, but it doesn't, they're not the reason I'm watching, like his kids.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I feel like it's weird when their kid is like yes, the reason you're watching.
Yes. And I feel like that's the way that I'll go. Mm-hmm. I probably will take some sort of break. Like when I have, that's the other thing. Like maternity leave isn't just like a thing that YouTube gives you because you're your own, you know, boss. But I'll probably take some sort of a break. And then when I'm ready, like I'll start vlogging again. And I just probably won't put the kids' faces in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is so fun. You can still talk about like your favorite toys you and give your kids exactly, and shit.
Or like yeah, I can show you all still my life. I just don't think that my kids will be really in it.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever struggle having a significant other that has like essentially the same job as you?
I used to a lot compare myself to what he was doing.
Oh my God. Thank you for sharing that. I feel like that's really cool.
Oh, it was.
Most people don't say that.
It was a struggle for sure, and sometimes still is.
Like what were you comparing? Like
just like, oh, he gets this many views or he has this many subscribers. Mm-hmm. And it's like, first of all, he's been doing it longer than me. Second of all, he's a different person than I am. Mm-hmm. And he makes completely different content than I do. And so it's fine. And like he's the one who reminds me like it's not the same. Mm-hmm. You cannot like don't compare us because then it just pits us against each other in a mm-hmm, way. And he's been nothing but like supportive and helpful in every single way possible. But it's like just an internal thing that I had to deal with a lot.
Oh, 100%. It's hard not to compare.
Yeah. But like now I've taken it and it's helped me so much because I see, you know, how his setup is or what he does or how he works and his schedule and this and that. And it like has made me do better instead of like make me feel worse about myself.
Totally. Love that.
But at first it was a struggle. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I feel like also, I don't know, something about having like his brand and his viewers so different compared to your brand and your
exactly,
viewer.
Exactly. Which was the point, which is why I started my own channel in the first place. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I just had to like remember that. Mm-hmm. I'm not him. I'm not trying to be him. I'm trying to be me. That's why I started my channel. And so like the way my channel is going, the way my viewers, my subscribers, whatever it is going is exactly where it's supposed to be.
Oh, 100%. The way I see it is like, because people compare Alicia and I all the time, they're like, do you get jealous of Alicia's stuff, right?
Yeah.
And honestly, I feel like no, because now especially because she's just taught me so much, like how valuable one of my subscribers right, is compared to like one of hers. It's just, it's so different. Like totally, it's different avenues. And the way, honestly, I don't know if she told me this or someone else told me it, but they were like, basically you and Cody together are kind of like Disney Channel and like your show is Hannah Montana and his is Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. And then when you're on each other's, it's like Sweet yeah, Life on deck.
Oh my God.
Or
so
whatever,
true.
Right?
Yeah.
Like it's like when the Disney Channels yeah, collab.
The crossover episodes. Yeah.
And it's
yeah,
like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Or like That's So Sweet Life of Hannah Montana.
Yes.
That's literally what it yes, is. And like we're all under, or like even our friend group. It's kind of totally, like an yeah, umbrella. And I see it that way now. Like
that's
as like
such
a
great way to look at it.
Because it is, because the ride or die Kelsey fan, like probably isn't the ride or die Cody fan, but they're still a fan of Cody.
Right.
And then vice versa.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Interesting. I don't know.
That's a great
fun,
way to look at it. It really is. Okay. It helps. Just put it in Disney Channel terms and I immediately
yeah,
got it.
We're all on the Disney yeah, Channel. Yeah. What was your favorite Disney show growing up? Mine was definitely Hannah Montana.
Probably Hannah Montana.
Okay.
I was a big That's So Raven girl.
Love.
Also love Sweet Life. I mean, that just whole era,
so
like
good,
I was very into.
Do you think there's shows like that are like hit as good as they did now and we just don't know about them because we're not the target demo, or like are we just the best?
I think we're just the best.
Yeah.
But also like there, if I go home to my parents' house and I'm like on their TV, I used to have like a, like I would click in 290 and that was Disney Channel, and then uh-huh, I would scroll down from there, and I still like automatically do that
no
when
way,
I'm home because I'm just used to it.
I'm not or used put, to having cable, so that's
no, I'm not
yeah,
used to it either. So when I go home, I put in the Food Network first, and then I go like I'm like used to
iconic,
that's like my order of channels. Uh-huh. But I always pass through Disney Channel and I'll be like, what's going on here these days? And it just does not hit the same.
Yeah, I agree.
And maybe it's because I'm not a child anymore, so maybe that's why it's
thinking,
not. But Hey, I don't know.
Did you ever watch TLC? Like the network?
Not really.
Or like John and Kate plus 8?
Not really.
Okay, damn it. I was obsessed with John and Kate plus 8.
I somehow just didn't get too into that. Mm-hmm. But I knew of it.
Yeah. They like had a moment. Anyway, let's play a game.
Okay.
Kelsey has a podcast called Circle Time, and you do a bunch of games kind of related to preschool but for adults, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I thought we would like throw in a school game here. Okay. It's a little bit older than preschool. We're going to give senior superlatives.
Love it.
To our favorite, well, not our favorite, but celebrities and some of our friends.
Okay. Oh, so, I love.
They're going to pop up on the screen.
Oh my God, I'm excited.
The person, and then I texted you the senior superlatives. We have 17.
Oh my God, this is going to be so fun.
So
are we saying the person or is a person coming
up? The person's coming up. So let's say it'll be like Donald Duck. Okay. And then we have to give them a superlative like immediately and it sticks with them.
Perfect.
Got it?
Love it.
So as we go, I'm going to write down who we give it to so we don't mess up.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm going to attach my computer. We'll take a quick pause and we'll be right back with the game. We are going to give all of our favorite celebrities, well, some of them are our favorite, and our friends, superlatives. But first, we have to start off, Kelsey, what was your superlative?
I had two.
Okay. You were cool.
I didn't say I wasn't cool. I just said I wasn't hot.
Okay. You were not hot, cool. I feel like all the cool people are hot. Anyway, continue.
Anyway, cool, no sex appeal. That's what I was. Okay. Anyway, I was best dancer.
Thank God. That's amazing.
Thanks.
Okay.
And most likely to make you smile. Cute, right? I forgot about that, actually. So maybe you can forget about it. But I forgot that I was looking through all of my old stuff
when we were cleaning our closet. I feel like that needs to be in your Instagram bio.
You think? Or do you think it'd be like I'm holding on to the past dancer. A little bit too much?
People are like, close the yearbook, Kelsey. Yeah,
people are like, that was 2011, sweetheart.
Be like, senior superlatives, best dancer, and most likely to make you smile. I would laugh if I saw that one.
One time I made my friend, we were like 23 or something, but we thought it was really funny. We were kind of drunk, I think, but she put like homecoming court. She put like
in her bio.
I dared her to put it in her bio. So she put like homecoming court 2010 in her bio.
That's actually hilarious.
And we thought it was so funny. And then she changed it like the next day. But I was like, damn, that's hilarious.
That is hilarious. Yeah. That would be funny on a dating app.
So good.
Like,
are you on dating app?
I should.
You should do that.
I should do that. Like homecoming. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway.
What was yours? Don't change the subject.
I think mine was best dress.
Really?
I think.
Love.
But I just wore weird ass shit in high school. Like, I didn't care.
But
like,
that's
I would
cool.
just go to Goodwill and like buy whatever and like
oh,
be
so
like.
You were cool.
No, I would just like, I would wear
you
weird
were
shit.
Cool. I thought you were going to say best smile.
Oh, thank you. No, but genuinely, I'm like, am I like gaslighting myself into thinking I didn't get that? Did I get that for something else? I don't know. I definitely got best dress for something in
high
school.
I love that.
Okay. Thank you.
That's amazing.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I mean it.
Anyway.
Okay, we're doing our superlatives. This is a great game. I'm excited.
You should play this on yours.
Well, we can play when you come on mine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fun. Okay. Zendaya. What are we going to give her? Should we run through the list?
Sure.
Okay. There's most likely to be a politician, most likely to find a cure for cancer, biggest flirt, best bromance, most likely to win an Olympic medal, most likely to be famous, most likely to win a Grammy, Oscar, Tony, etc. Class clown, best dress, most likely to brighten someone's day, aka Kelsey's. Worst case of senioritis, most creative, best hair, most changed since sixth grade, most school spirited, best car, and most likely to wear flip-flops in the snow.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Okay. What are you thinking, Kelsey?
I feel like Zendaya is 10.
Most likely to brighten someone's day.
I feel like she is.
That's so you and her.
We are so that, me and Zendayster.
That is so you guys.
We're so that, Zendaya. I just feel like she came on the screen and I was like, I love her.
Most likely to brighten someone's day. Yeah.
You know?
You know what I was thinking?
What?
Most likely to be a politician. Like, so I that feel like was people
a,
would vote for
that
her.
That was a close second for me as well. I don't want to do that to her, though.
I agree. Let's give her most likely to brighten someone's day.
Congrats, Zendaya.
Congrats. Let's clap.
Good work, Zendaya. I don't know. What's her nickname?
Zenny.
Zenny.
Zenny. Our good old pal. Okay, next one.
Connor. Okay. I'm going to go.
Definitely not most likely to cure cancer.
No. I'm going to go 17.
Most likely to wear flip-flops in the snow. That is perfect
it's
for him.
It's perfect.
Look at him.
Like he
he's
is so
wearing flip-flops right now.
He's probably wearing flip-flops right now.
Rainbows.
Rainbows 100%. Completely formed to his feet.
Yeah. 100%.
And I can just see him like being like, no one said it was going to be snowy.
Yeah.
But he's like, but we're like, but we invited you.
Shoes.
Right. Yeah. So Connor gets most likely to wear flip-flops mm-hmm. in the snow.
Have you ever seen his feet?
No.
Do you think he has nice feet?
I do. Like, I feel like he's.
I feel like they're like tan and he has like a flip-flop tan line.
I feel like he has, like, I feel like, what would his little feet? Like, he's like too, like, his feet like wouldn't touch the ground.
Yeah.
Like, he's like a little prince.
Yeah, I feel like they're, like, weirdly, like, soft or something.
Totally. Oh, my God, me too.
He's gonna die when he sees this. Okay, next one.
Kim.
Hot.
So hot.
Definitely not most likely to wear flip-flops in the snow.
No, she would never.
God, we gave that away.
Maybe most changed since sixth grade.
Okay. You know what? I see that for her.
Me too.
What about like best car?
Oh, or best car actually. Yeah. Love it. Let's give her best car.
Best car?
She's got to win that.
Okay. What kind of car do we think she drove in high school? I feel like I like a Mercedes convertible.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Or like an old Range Rover.
Yeah. Those are cool.
I know.
Okay. Love that.
James. I love just going number. I just love going first name. First names only.
James.
James. James. I think James gets.
Why do I feel like most likely to win a Grammy, Oscar, or Tony? Like in high school, you would probably. I feel like I would think that about James.
Okay.
Is he not giving that for
no,
you?
No, I wasn't thinking like that.
Okay. You're just thinking now.
Yeah.
Okay. We can think both.
We could think both.
Best bromance?
Biggest flirt?
Biggest flirt? No. We also have to think who else is.
Most creative. I mean,
honestly, look at him.
Look at those, the looks that he does sometimes.
Also, I feel like he, like, paved the way for, like, men and beauty.
Totally.
Most creative.
Most creative.
I like that. Okay. Shout out, James. Look at that look. Can you imagine doing that?
No.
How?
See? Creative.
How did he do that?
Miley.
Miley. Love her.
Love her. Hmm.
Okay.
Most likely to win a Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Or in high worst case of senioritis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Totally. She hated
biggest
school.
Biggest flirt?
I go worst case senioritis.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a really good call.
This bitch hated school, I feel like. But she was so cool. She was too cool.
Too cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like hanging out, like tailgating, like in the parking lot.
Totally.
Like, during school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With like the hot like
dads.
Guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Love her.
Sally Dar. Oh my God. I'm so sad we gave away most creative.
Class clown? Most likely to be a politician?
Maybe.
I would vote for Sally Dar.
I would vote for Sally Dar too, and I think she could handle it. Look at her.
Yeah.
Vote for me.
Sally D. And she would wear like sweaters that she knits.
Yes.
That's like vote for me.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. My president. Nothing but respect for my president, Sally
Hell
Dar.
Yes. I love this. Okay.
Oh my God.
Michael B. Jordan.
He's so beautiful.
So hot.
He is like stunning.
He can do whatever he wants to me.
Truly.
He's a babe. I love him. He's my celebrity crush.
Really?
Yeah.
He's one of mine, I guess. I mean.
He's one of mine, too.
Why wouldn't he be?
He's Look everyone's. Okay. Hmm. Most school spirited?
Maybe.
Why can I see him being in, like,
he was
everything?
Like, totally.
Like, cool. Like, wearing his jersey around school.
And, like, he was also, like, ASB president.
Yeah. Like,
you know?
Every mom, like, wanted you to date
yes,
him.
Yes, yes.
Most school spirited. Okay.
I can see that. Or. I don't know. Let's go most school spirited.
Okay.
And he made it cool.
Yeah. I like this. I like this for him.
Dev.
We love Dev.
We love Dev.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, Dev.
I feel like best dressed. Wasn't that one of them? Oh, best dressed.
Yes. Yeah. Best dressed.
Best dressed, Dev. Congrats.
She also would have gone most likely to brighten someone's day.
Oh, my God. That's true. So she is the best.
Or, like, is Devin a flirt?
Maybe. Dev,
tell us. I think best dressed.
I think best dressed.
For sure.
Only because we gave Zendaya most likely to brighten someone's day.
Agreed. Okay. Love you, Dev.
Love you, Dev.
Justin. Mm. Biggest flirt.
Probably biggest flirt. Or most changed since sixth grade.
I feel like most changed since sixth grade.
Like, yeah. I feel like, because he was probably like smaller.
Yeah, like, the hair, yeah.
And then look at him.
Most changed seen since some sixth shit. Grade.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay. Alicia. Damn, I would have given her most changed since sixth grade.
What about biggest flirt?
I feel like Alicia isn't a big flirt. No. I feel like she would be like most likely to cure cancer. Or no.
Most likely to be famous?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that.
Wait, hold on. Let me read through these. I feel like, yeah, most likely to be famous.
Most likely to be famous, I feel like, just works really well.
Okay. Most likely to be famous.
Congrats, definitely Alicia.
Kanye.
Maybe worst. Is that one?
Worst dressed? Worst car?
Worst person?
Definitely not class clown. Ugh, most likely to win a Grammy, Oscar, Tony. That's too obvious. Most likely to steal someone's limelight.
Most likely to steal someone's limelight.
Yeah.
We just made a new one. Yeah. Most likely to ruin something. Kanye. Most likely to ruin everything.
Most likely to ruin someone's life.
Kanye. Thank you.
Okay. Rihanna.
Oh, my God.
Queen.
Oh, my God. There's so many. I want to give her everything good.
Okay. What do we have left?
Most likely to find a cure for cancer. I could see her doing that. Really, yeah,
something
chic.
With Fenty. Yeah. And,
Fenty Health.
Or like Fenty Hospital.
Yeah. Okay. Or like biggest flirt.
She's flirty music.
Or most likely to win a Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Okay, hold on. Let's actually think about this. Grammy, Oscar. She's obviously won Grammys, right?
Yes.
Okay.
She should.
I know. I don't really know.
She has.
She has for sure. Okay.
Oscar. Have you seen her in Ocean's 8?
You know what? Let's give her that.
Okay. And Tony, like, toss her on any stage.
Yeah, that's easy.
I'll call Uncle Paul.
Uncle Paul,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Cody!
Oh, he's cute.
I mean, I had to. I don't really know who he is.
I'm blushing.
But... You're blushing?
He's kind of my celebrity crush.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
What are we thinking here?
I'm going to say...
Class best clown? Hair.
Class clown. Class clown.
Best hair.
He has really thick hair.
Okay.
I'm hoping our kids get his hair. It's kind of weird. I'm having like a little bit of an out of body experience.
Why?
Because like I'm gonna literally marry him. You know what I mean? Like he's like like, you know,
no
how you, like your whole life you're like, oh, am I gonna marry? It's, and like, that guy. Anyway, sorry. Do not mean
so
to
your
involve
kids
you
are
in
gonna
this.
Be funny. Your kids are gonna be funny and have great hair.
Funny, great hair.
And make cool. someone smile.
Yeah.
What was the other one you got?
Best dancer.
You're gonna have some talented kids.
Poor kids.
What do you mean you're having an out of body experience?
I just am
Let's
like
talk through this
right
now.
It's just crazy. Like we're like looking at Michael B. Jordan one second, who like I will never meet, and then the next picture,
it's literally
it's Cody,
your
and it's like, oh, I'm marrying him. Yeah, I think it's just like I'm at that point where I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting married. You know what
Do
I mean?
You? Okay, I've always wondered this about people because I've never dated someone who's also in the limelight. I need to know, like, when you're getting married to someone who also is in the limelight, and so are you.
Okay.
So, like, are you ever like, holy shit, like, this is my life? like we're both in the limelight, or do you just like always like I'm a normal person?
It doesn't really feel like that. It feels very normal.
Do you know what I mean though? Like I'm like I look at Kim and Kanye, for instance.
But that's so different. Like, oh my god, sorry, I almost just like just threw up right now.
ACL got to our guys.
The weekend finally just caught up to me. No, because like Kim and Kanye like can't exit their car without like being hounded by photographers. Like we live a very normal life.
True.
So it just doesn't like that. That doesn't trip me out. It's okay. More just like that I'm in the phase of my life where I'm planning a wedding and getting married.
And that's this
like
is him.
Couldn't be happier. Couldn't ask for a better one.
Huge slay.
Huge slay. Pat myself on the
honestly,
back for that one.
That's great. I
but
love
it's just
that
weird
you.
To be in that phase of life.
So
Cody gets class clown.
Class clown. I agree. Remy.
Rem.
Miss Remy.
Best hair.
I agree. Definitely.
Amazing hair. When she came to do the podcast, I was like, that is so beautiful. You look stunning.
Her hair. She's also like really good at it, doing it herself too.
Remy, great hair. Matt King. Oh my God. Most school spirited. I'm sorry. I know we gave that to Michael B. Jordan, but can you imagine?
He's definitely most school spirited.
He has so much spirit for everything.
I agree. Fork. Then what do we give Michael B. Jordan? Best bromance? Best bromance needs to be with someone else, though.
Right. We can't just give that to Michael B. Jordan. I'm stressed out.
What else do we have? Most likely to cure cancer? Find a cure for cancer?
Michael B. Jordan or
wait,
Matt?
Didn't we give that to Rihanna?
No, we gave her a Grammy Oscar
oh,
Tony.
Damn it.
Yeah. Okay, so Michael B. Jordan is most likely to find the cure for cancer. Matt King is most school-spirited.
School-spirited.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just so spirited about everything that he loves.
I would agree. Love him.
Love you, Matt. JoJo. God, I mean, have you been keeping up with everything on TikTok?
Literally love her. The drama?
The drums.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I love her drama.
I love JoJo Siwa drama as well.
Yeah.
And JoJo.
JoJo is the best. She's also so pretty. Look
I was.
At her
I
smile.
Literally was just about to say that.
Look at her smile.
So good. Sorry, I'm struggling.
Do you need a yak?
Okay. So good. No, I'm just kidding.
Love JoJo.
Okay, biggest flirt, just because of all the drama.
Yes, JoJo.
I love flirting. It's totally fine.
I love flirting too.
I'll flirt with you.
Yeah, hell yes.
I flirt with anyone, like another girl.
Okay. Okay.
You know,
so
I would never.
JoJo.
I would never. I would never like. I would never want Cody to feel like I'm not, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So with another girl.
I would flirt with someone who I'm not sexually attracted to.
Cute.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Nowadays. Back in the day, though, I used to love flirting.
Yeah. Flirting's fun.
It's so fun. And I love telling my friends to flirt.
Okay.
Like, if you were like, I want to go flirt with that guy, I'd be like, let's go, and I'll stand there while you flirt.
What are your flirting tactics?
Okay. I'm really good at the across the bar eye contact to get someone to come over and talk to me.
Stop.
Like,
break this down for us.
It's really hard to explain because I've tried to explain this to my friend Emma before.
Uh-huh.
But I can turn my eyes literally on.
Into a smize?
No, it's just like I don't even know how to explain it.
You give them eyes.
I give them eyes, but not like it's really subtle.
Okay.
But they will come over and talk to me.
Is it?
And then I'm funny and charming, and then it's like then it's just the rest of it.
So
like,
fucking good looking. Yeah, it's just
so,
like
so much sex appeal.
Dropping. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Hunchback.
Yeah, yeah, all of the above.
Books. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay,
but it's the eyes for me.
And is this like a long like for a hot second? Is it for a hot second or
no.
Is it okay?
Oh no. It's you're looking around. You see someone, you think they're cute. Uh-huh. You look to find them again. You make eye contact with them. You kind of smile.
Brief smile.
Look away.
Okay.
Talking, you're laughing. You are making the person that you're talking to
you're
think you are the funniest person in the world.
Dying laughing.
You're laughing.
Yeah.
You're kind of being a little bit silly.
Yeah.
Turn back around. Oh, my God. They're still looking at you. You look at them again.
More of a smile?
A little bit of a smile. Mm. It's something in the eyes.
Okay.
And like a head tilt.
Okay.
Kind of. Like this. Like this.
Yeah. Oh, hot. Okay, laughing then, again.
Yeah, loving, talking, yeah. Loving, talking.
With your hands.
Always.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're slapping drinks out of people's
hands. You're Dougie-ing.
Always. Yeah, dancing. I do love Dougie-ing. Yeah. And then they'll eventually come over and be like, what's so funny over here?
Okay.
Or they'll be like, hey. Sometimes I'm walking past someone. You're walking past one. You see a cute guy ahead. You're like, oh, let's go over there. Mm-hmm. You walk past them. As you're walking past them, they're looking around too. You make eye contact. You, right when you're about to get to them, little teensy smile, you walk past. They turn around. They're following you. You're talking at the bar.
Are you a believer in they should come up to you? You don't go up to them?
No.
Okay.
Not necessarily. Like,
did you ever go up to guys and randomly start chatting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about on dating apps? Do you have any tips for there?
I was never on one. Mm-hmm. But that's through crazy. My friends, I would say it's like not that deep. Like usually I feel like a lot of times because it's all like communication, like people are always trying to like be really funny. Mm-hmm. Or like be
like suave.
Yeah, but it's like just talk. Be yourself.
I kind of agree.
I don't know.
I feel like I overthink what I'm going to say too much when I
should
just
It's really
like...
easy. I mean, like, I'm a huge overthinker. Uh-huh. But I feel like it's not that deep. Like, they want to just get to know you, so just be yourself.
I love that. Okay. Well, there you have it, guys, from the fiance herself. dating tips and tricks.
Way to make the eyes.
Yeah.
Really bad job explaining that, but...
Quarter of a smile.
Turn your eyes on like yeah. that. Mm-hmm.
Sexy eyes.
Mm-hmm. Next time we're at a bar together, I'll show you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I would trust you to set me up with someone.
And I would. And I think I would do a good job.
You would.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's hard to date in LA. So I'm always like, what are the tips and tricks?
I get it. It's not easy.
Yeah. It's not easy. You just gotta, I need to try harder.
That helps.
Yeah.
Trying.
Anyway, Kelsey, where can everyone follow you and subscribe to Circle Time and all the things?
You guys can follow me on Instagram at Kelsey Kreppel, or you can listen to Circle Time on anywhere where you get your podcasts. I've been working on that. That sentence has not come out easy for me.
No, it's hard. You did really good.
Thank you. And my YouTube channel is just my name.
Mm-hmm. So. And definitely go watch or listen to Circle Time. It's so good, guys.
Thank you.
And I'll be on it soon. So
just coming on.
So it's going to be a blast.
Keep an eye out.
Yeah. And shout out Uncle Paul.
Shout out Uncle Paul.
JoJo. We're so grateful for y'all. Yeah.
We love you all.
Be sure to make someone's day this week, guys. Love you.
Love you.
Toodles.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.